Al Jazeera Podcasts.
A team of international doctors visiting Gaza are highlighting the dire conditions staff are having to work in. The seven doctors are on a two-week deployment to Al-Aqsa Hospital, one of the few still partially functioning. They say that it's understaffed and overworked medics are overwhelmed because the health system has collapsed due to Israel's six-month war. Israel's war on Gaza has killed more than 14,000 children, while others are left suffering from severe malnutrition and dehydration. Doctors in Kamal Adwan Hospital in northern Gaza say they're seeing many infants every day lose weight, whose weight does not match their age, and are appealing for desperately needed supplies. At least 27 children have died of malnutrition and dehydration since October. In the US, divers have recovered the bodies of two workers from the Baltimore bridge collapse. They're looking for four others who were repairing potholes when the container ship crashed into the bridge on Tuesday. Investigators have questioned the crew and are examining the ship's data recorder to establish the cause. UN officials say that they're gravely concerned about the worsening humanitarian crisis in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. Government troops are battling armed groups, including M23 fighters, in mineral-rich areas in the east of the country. M23 have taken control of several towns, and the provincial capital, Goma, is under threat. Decades of conflict have displaced more than 7 million people. Police in Togo have shut down an opposition meeting to discuss the controversy over changes to the constitution. Legislation passed early this week gives MPs powers to appoint the president and scrap direct elections. The opposition says that will allow President Faure Gnassingbé to extend his rule indefinitely after 19 years in power. French military helicopters have airlifted 170 citizens from Haiti to escape gang violence. The French Foreign Ministry is urging hundreds of other passport holders to contact the embassy in Port-au-Prince if they want to leave. The evacuees are being flown to the nearby French island of Martinique.
Coming up on The Take, Al Jazeera's investigative unit looks back on the events of October 7th. Find it wherever you get your podcasts.